You ever heard Grass Widow?
No.
You heard that? And the man who raised you, that's your
father.
Yeah, his wife, that's your
mother.
Yeah. What do you call your father?
Daddy.
Mm-hmm. What about your mother?
Mama.
Okay. And your mother and father together, they're your
parents.
Right. And your father's father, that's your
granddaddy.
And his wife, that's your
grandma.
Okay. Do you call the other grandparents the same thing?
I call one of them Granny.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just had granddaddy.
Mm-hmm. I see, okay. And a man's sons and his daughters, those are his?
Children.
Okay. What about if somebody's giving you a name, it's not your real name, but you're just known by it, you say you have a
nickname or something.
Do you have one?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And something that has wheels on it that you could put a baby in and he'll lie down, you know, and you can...
carriage or stroller or something like that.
Yeah. Say if you had one of those, you might say, well, I think I'll put the baby in the carriage and go out and...
stroll.
Okay. What about the expression grown up? If you had to use that phrase like this, talking about three boys, one's 20, one's 15, and one's 10. Talking about the one who's 20, you'd say, of the three boys, he's the...
most grown up.
Okay. And say if a man has children, he might have a son and a
daughter.
Or a boy and a
girl.
Okay. A woman who is about to have a baby, you'd say, talking about her condition, you'd say she's
pregnant.
Yeah. As far as you've ever known, has it always been okay to use that word? Or has it ever as far as you know, been considered impolite?
That's always been all right.
Okay, have you ever heard it described any other way besides pregnant?
I'm expecting or something mm-hmm. like that.
Okay, you ever heard it in the family way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's sort of sarcastic though, I mean, that's what I think.
Yeah, but you would say?
In the family way.
Family way, okay. Any other way of putting it, maybe, If the girl isn't married, would you say anything different?
Mm-hmm.
Can't think of anything. Okay. What about maybe years ago, maybe still, if a doctor wasn't available to assist in the delivery, maybe a woman who would come help out?
Midwife, something like that.
You ever heard of them still around?
Not here? Around here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say this expression: if a boy's got the same color hair and eyes as his father, maybe the same shape nose, you'd say that the boy
favors his father.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And talking about a woman who has looked after three children until after they're grown up, you'd say that she's three children.
Raised.
All right. What about talking to a boy who's been misbehaving? You might say, well, now if you do that one more time, I'm going to give you a good
whipping or spanking.
Is there any difference?
Mm-mm.
One more severe than the other?
Well, whipping sounds more severe, but really it didn't, I don't guess.
Okay. What if you're talking to a very small child? You might say, I'm going to give you a
spanking.
Spanking. Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking about the word grow, you might say that so-and-so sure has a lot.
Grown a lot.
Mm-hmm. Last year he
grew.
Yeah, he might some more.
Grow.
Okay. What about this? Have you ever heard any people use any words talking about a child that's born to an unmarried woman? Might call him something that you might not use but consider impolite.
Oh, a bastard or something?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Anything besides that?
What's that?
Okay. Say the word loving, if you had to use it like this, you might say, well, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy's a lot...
different.
Well, if she was even...
a lot more loving.
Sure, child. Right. Okay.